With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Republicans say it has a very nice ring to it. The GOP winning enough seats to control the House of Representatives. House Republican victory in Arizona alongside a win in California, giving the GOP 218 House victories. Florida GOP Senator Marco Rubio is Donald Trump's pick for Secretary of State. The president-elect says Rubio would be a strong advocate for our nation and a true friend to our allies. Meanwhile, Rubio has kind words for Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz, adding he'll get the job done as Attorney General.
I like Matt a lot. I know him very well, and I'm confident that if the Senate confirms him, he would do a good job. And again, presidents are entitled to have the people that they want in these key positions to carry out the mandate that's been delivered to him by the voters of the United States.
And Gaetz, by the way, is stepping down from his seat in Congress. Mr. Trump Wednesday also announcing he has tapped Tulsi Gabbard, a former Democratic member of Congress and presidential candidate, to serve as his director of national intelligence. Also at SRNnews.com, a fired FEMA employee sharing details on a discrimination scandal within the agency.
The former Federal Emergency Management Agency supervisor fired for reportedly directing disaster relief workers to avoid hurricane-hit homes in Florida, sporting signs supporting Donald Trump, is now spilling the beans on the department's discrimination scandal. According to the ex-employee, this was not an isolated incident, as the agency insists, and the discriminatory practice is happening elsewhere in other disaster areas. She says, in fact, it's widespread FEMA policy to discriminate against politically hostile houses when allocating aid. Bernie Bennett reporting.
And this is SRN News. A new look at giving from the Barna Group.
The poll reveals that the most generous Americans are the oldest Americans. When asked if they give money to their local church or other charity, 72% of the oldest citizens say yes. 64% of baby boomers do too, as do 58% of Generation X. However, younger cohorts are less generous, although that could be a function of the fact they simply don't have as much money as their parents or their grandparents. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Co-founder of Moms for Liberty, expecting President Trump to deliver on campaign promises to end the spread of the LGBT agenda in schools, Tiffany Justice says American parents voted for their children's future. Observers expect Mr. Trump to immediately nullify the Biden administration's Title IX rule that adds gender identity to current anti-discrimination statutes. This is SRN News. Well, experts say there's one great way to feel better. All you have to do is get up and do it. Here's correspondent Rita Foley.
Walking is an easy way to improve your physical and mental health and prevent disease, say medical experts. You don't need equipment, you don't need a gym membership, and there are big benefits, says a sports medicine physician. Walking can help you lose weight, sleep better, and strengthen your heart and lungs. But, you knew there was a but, right? It doesn't provide resistance training. That builds muscle strength and endurance. So at least a couple of times a week, try to use weights or gym equipment or even your own body as resistance and do exercises that improve your flexibility, like yoga or stretching. I'm Rita Foley.
On Wall Street Wednesday, the Dow was up 47 points, NASDAQ down 50. More details at SRNnews.com.